The King's New Clothes.
Page 2.
The King of Zog loves clothes. He says, "I love new clothes." He says to the Queen, "Look at my beautiful shirt and my beautiful trousers. What about my beautiful shoes?" She says, "They're lovely." The king buys new clothes every day. What happens next? Read and choose. 1. Two men come to the palace. 2. A man comes to the palace. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 3.
I love new clothes. Look at my beautiful shirt and my beautiful trousers. What about my beautiful shoes?
They're lovely.
Page 4.
Two men come to the palace. They are called Bill and Ben. Bill says, "I'm Bill." And Ben says, "I'm Ben. We're tailors." Bill says, "We make beautiful clothes." The king says, "I love beautiful clothes. Show me your clothes." Bill says, "They're special clothes." Ben says, "Only clever people can see them." What does the king say? Read and choose. 1. The king says, "I'm clever." 2. The king says, "I'm not clever." Look at the next page. Check.
Page 5.
I'm Bill.
I'm Ben. We're tailors.
We make beautiful clothes. Oh, I love beautiful clothes. Show me your clothes. They're special clothes.
Only clever people can see them.
Page 6.
The king thinks for a minute, then says, "I'm clever." Bill says, "Okay, then you can see them." Ben says, "Look at the beautiful trousers." Bill says, "Look at the beautiful shirt." Ben says, "And look at these beautiful shoes." Think. 1. Can the king see the trousers? 2. Can he see the shirt? 3. What about the shoes? Look at the next page. Check.
Page 7.
I'm clever. Okay. Then you can see them.
Look at the beautiful trousers.
Look at the beautiful shirt.
And look at these beautiful shoes.
Page 8.
The king can't see the trousers or the shirt or the shoes. He says, "But..." Bill says, "Remember, only clever people can see them." The king thinks for a moment and then says, "They're beautiful." Ben says, "Yes, they are, but they're expensive." The king says, "Money isn't a problem." What happens next? Read and choose. 1. The king gives a lot of money to the men. 2. The king does not give any money to the men. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 9.
But...
Remember, only clever people can see them.
They're beautiful.
Yes, they are. But they're expensive.
Money isn't a problem.
Page 10.
The king gives a lot of money to Bill and Ben, and they take his old clothes. The queen comes in, and the king says, "Look at my beautiful clothes." The queen says, "But..." The king says, "Only clever people can see them." The queen thinks for a moment, and then says, "I'm clever." She says, "They're beautiful." She tells everyone in the palace. She says, "The king has new clothes. They're beautiful, but only clever people can see them." The story goes around the town. What happens next? Read and choose. 1. The king goes to bed. 2. The king goes for a walk. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 11.
Look at my beautiful clothes.
But...
Only clever people can see them.
I'm clever. They're beautiful. The king has new clothes. They're beautiful. But only clever people can see them.
Page 12.
The king goes for a walk. The people know the story and they think, "We're clever." They say, "Look at the beautiful clothes." A man says, "Ooh, the trousers." Two women say, "Ah, the shirt." Everyone says, "The shoes, the shoes." One boy does not know the story. What does the boy say? Read and choose. 1. The king has beautiful clothes. 2. The king has no clothes. Look at the next page. Check.
Page 13.
Remember, only clever people can see them.
We're clever.
Look at the beautiful clothes.
Ooh, the trousers.
Ah, the shirts.
The shoes.
The shoes.
Page 14.
The boy says, "The king has no clothes." The man laughs. Then the two women laugh. Then everyone laughs. The king goes red. He thinks, "I have no clothes." He runs back to the palace. Think, are Bill and Ben tailors?
Page 15.
The king has no clothes.
Ha ha!
Hee
hee!
I have no clothes.
The king's new clothes. A king. A queen. A boy. A woman. Two women. Money. A man. Two men. Clothes. Trousers. A shirt. Shoes. New. Old. Cheap. Expensive. Clever. Not clever. Give. Take. Tell. Laugh. Cry.
The king's new clothes. The king of Zog loves all new clothes. He buys them every day. He likes new shoes, new trousers too. His shirts are always clean and new. His old clothes never stay. One day, two men come to the king. Their names are Bill and Ben. They show him shoes, new trousers too. The clothes aren't really there. It's true. They're very clever men. The men say, "Only clever men and women like our work. Do you like the lovely shoes?" They say, "They're really good for you. And here's a lovely shirt." The king says, "I am clever. I can see the shoes, the lovely shirt, the trousers, too. I love them. They are clean and new. I really like your work." The queen says, "I am clever. The trousers are light red. The lovely shoes, the blue shirt, too. I love them. They are clean and new. They're beautiful," she says. The queen tells all the people, "Clever people see the clothes." The story goes around the town. The people hear it up and down. Now everybody knows. The king goes for a little walk. He walks into the town. The people say, "We're clever too. We see the clothes. They're clean and new. It's true. We're clever now." A small boy doesn't know about the silly king's new clothes. "He has no clothes," he says. "It's true. You're right. Now we can see it too." Now everybody knows. Everybody starts to laugh. The king goes very red.
"It's true," he thinks. "The people know. The king of Zog, he has no clothes."
He goes back home to bed.